Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
What do you do when things go a little bit cray-cray? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, you know, sometimes in life, things get a little bit cray-cray. And in the life of Abraham, we see this exact same thing. And amazingly, you can be on the right path and things go cray-cray. You can be in God's will and things go cray-cray. You can be basing your life on the Word of God and things go a little bit cray-cray. Because we know the story of Abraham in chapter 12 of Genesis. God said, leave your family, leave your home, go to a land I will show you. Now, he went on that journey and he did take Lot with him. And God hadn't kind of told him to take the nephew with him, but he took him anyway. We don't know why. Maybe a sense of responsibility. Maybe Lot's dad had passed and had asked Abraham to raise him as his own son. We're not sure. But anyway, they're on this journey. And the Bible says that when Abraham went to Bethel, initially, he built an altar to the Lord. He starts to worship God and to seek God. And then the Bible says that in Genesis chapter 13, that, you know, later on, Abraham then went between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier and where he'd first built that altar. And then again, Abraham calls on the name of the Lord. This is Genesis chapter 13. So we see Abraham building altars, worshiping God, building altars, worshiping God, obeying the word of God, doing what God's called him to do. But after that, the Bible says there's strife between Lot and his herdsmen and Abraham and his herdsmen. So they both had a lot of guys working for them. And they start arguing and fighting and getting annoyed at each other. And, you know, Lot and Abraham are relatives and there should be peace and harmony, but there isn't. There's dissension, there's arguing, there's fighting, and there's anger. And, you know, maybe things were getting heated and escalated. And the Bible says that, you know, Abraham said, hey, Lot, man, we got to stop this. This is not right. And so you might have been in a situation too where you knew you were on the right path. You're in God's will. You're doing what God had called you to do. Things get a little bit cray-cray and it doesn't make sense. And sometimes it can happen in church life. You can be in a local church and things happen in church which aren't, you know, ideal. They're not really right. It's not really the way things should be. Humanity gets involved, people's emotions, people's opinions, people's words, people's actions. And we can dismiss the church and say, oh, church is all bad. But you know what? It's not. It's just that there's people in there. And you're a person and I'm a person as well. So we can't point our fingers and say, well, they, because what about us, you know? You might not have done something as bad as others, but still, we're all just failed human beings. So, you know, rather than Abraham say, oh, this is all a big joke, I'm going home to dad, you know, this didn't work out. The Bible says that they separated. And Abraham said to Lot, look, you go where you want to go. I'm going to go in the other direction, because we need peace, okay? So things got a little bit crazy. But what I love about this story is the Bible says at the end of Genesis 13, the very end of the chapter, Abraham went to live in another part of the world under the trees of Mamre at Hebron, and there he pitched his tents. And then the Bible says there he built another altar to the Lord. So after all this craziness, after all this humanity and arguing and fighting and hostility and emotion and toxic emotions, he goes back to building an altar and worshiping God. Hey, if things got a little bit cray-cray in your life, go back to the altar. Go back to worship. Go back to prayer. Go back to the Word of God. Go back to those relationships with people who encourage your heart to draw near to God. You know, we all have friends in our lives that encourage us to draw near to God. We have friends in our lives that seem to encourage us to bring out the worst in us, our humanity, our sinful nature, the part of us that doesn't want to worship God, that doesn't want to pray. You know, the part of us that wants to gossip or slander or get angry, whatever it is. You'll know those relationships. You know, I know the relationships in my life that people draw me closer to God. You know, I was going through a tough season a few years ago and someone came around and said, let's have communion. And he brought the bread and the wine out. We had communion together and something broke in my heart. I drew near to God. Again, they're the sort of relationships you need. So I want to encourage you today, go back to the altar. Go back to the place where you first encountered God. Just because something's gone a bit cray-cray, God can bring you back onto his path.
Thanks for listening today. please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.